Hi, you're listening to The Well Podcast, living water for a thirsty world. Join us every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and 10:30.
We've talked about color, the colors of the season. We've talked about the symbols of our faith, the manger, penguins, all the things that we see during this time of the year. And now we talk about light, the vehicle by which we're able to see color, that we're able to see symbols of our faith. As you saw from the video, albeit a little more dramatic than I would have preferred, it's the one video that talked about our scripture lesson today, but it was more like Michael Bay presents the Messiah. It's pretty epic, video. The verse that I want to focus on today is, in the beginning, this is John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and life was light. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is how the Gospel of John begins, and let's think about this verse for a moment. In the beginning. In the beginning, God looked upon creation and saw that it was good. And remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago, God did not look upon creation and say that it was perfect. He said that it was good. Indeed, it was very good. Which means from the very beginning, God left room for Jesus. God left room for Christ in the very beginning. And John reminds us of that. In the beginning, he brings us back to that moment. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words are important. God created through Word. God said, let there be. God created by giving permission, by letting the words pour forth. Words made creation real. That's what words do, don't they? They make our thoughts and our ideas and our intentions real. For example, I do. Or, they're there, mommy's here, daddy's here. Or, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Or, it's a girl. Or, it's a boy. Words make things real. In the church, we refer to Christ as the Word of God because it is through Christ in which salvation is made real for us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life. Another way to say that is, Christ is what it means to be alive. Paul says it profoundly when he says, and this is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm going to use this. Let the podcast be warned. We're switching microphones. Christ says something quite profoundly in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. In other words, Christ is what it means to be alive. In Christ, we find a selfless joy of reckless abandon. I'll say that again. In Christ, we find a selfless joy of reckless abandon. Now, what does that mean? It means like when you go to a surprise party and everything's dark and quiet and you don't know where anyone is, and then they turn the lights on, surprise, and you, in that moment, you're not saying, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised right now. You just experience that moment. Also in that moment, you don't have the time to say, oh, I hope I'm dressed okay, or I hope they see that I have the new iPhone. You're just, selfless joy of reckless abandon. Or it's that feeling you get when a freshman center hikes the ball to a freshman quarterback and he throws it to a freshman wide receiver on the last play of the game.
And you're like, oh, what just happened? Or let's say hypothetically, Alabama's trying to kick a 50-some-odd yard field goal. And Auburn runs it back like 107 yards to the end zone to beat the number one team in the nation. You're not saying, wow, I am so excited right now. This is nice. No, it's, oh, what just happened? In Christ. Or, well, let's bring it back to a more biblical answer. I love taking youth on mission trips. And I love seeing the difference between them at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, it's so funny. The girls, they're getting ready for, we took a team to Appalachia Service Project last year. And because I'm in charge of the mission trip, our team dug a ditch. The other teams built like bathrooms and roofs and, you know, so my team, we dug all day because I know me. So it's funny to see the girls got ready in the morning. You know, they got their bandana just so, you know, and they tucked their shirt in but like poofed it out just a bit over the nail apron, you know, and they're in the mirror, you know, kind of doing this, ready to go work all day, right? The guys are doing the same thing. I love seeing the guys because they roll up their sleeves just enough so that their guns are showing when they shovel. You know, they're ready for the work day. They're, you know, getting, you know. When we get back, however, they look awful. They have dirt on their head. You know, their bandana's gone, the dirt on their face, and the sleeves are unrolled, and they're just kind of walking in, you know. And I said, how was your day? And they usually give me something like this. It was awesome. That selfless joy of reckless abandon. Early in the day, the youth were very concerned how they looked when they got to the site. At the end of the day, didn't matter because they had an experience of this selfless joy of reckless abandon. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life. Being in Christ is what it means to be alive. And then it ends this way. The life was light, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Light was the first thing that God created. It is the constant of the universe. It's how we see the world around us. We wouldn't see anything unless light bounced off of something and it came back to us and hit our eye. It does not say that there is no darkness. That was not God's promise. It does say, however, that in Him was life, and the life and the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness does not overcome it. What else do we need to know? In the beginning, God saw that it was good because He made room for Christ from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Word makes things real. Christ is the Word of God because it makes salvation real to us. In Him was life. Selfless joy of reckless abandon. And the life was light. The light that shines in whatever kind of darkness we try to throw back at God. What else do we need to know? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.